This speaker from America was born in Atlanta, comes from Atlanta, but what you will hear is a more general American sound on the whole, although the rhythms of it do betray his southern roots. Listen to the end of this recording, though, as he demonstrates the various separations of sound in Georgia, Atlanta, Mississippi. Worth listening to.
Dia was the infamous princess of the kingdom of Colchis. She was daughter to King Aeetes, keeper of the Golden Fleece. Jason led his best men to help find the legendary fleece. Additional traps were set that hampered capture of the fleece. But Medea lusted after Jason and hurried, too, unto her father. She killed the serpent guarding the fleece and murdered her brother, hurling his dismembered corpse into the sea. Aeetes pursued Medea and Jason, gathering up his son's remains. After the Argo returned to Iolcus, Jason was aghast to learn of his father's passing. His uncle, Peleus, was now in office blocking Jason's right to the throne of Iolcus. Medea promised the daughters of Peleus that her sorcery would restore his youthfulness. They should have looked as Medea cooked up her revenge. Meanwhile, Jason grew fretful to his futile exclusion and so wooed a new bride. A tearful Medea feared she was no longer a peer in Jason's plans. Jason did not care that Medea would not be spared punishment. Cruel Medea was sure to find a cure and lure Jason into her plot. Medea savored her base plans as her children played safely. Coiled with rage, her anger boiled as she poisoned her rival. The poisoned crown about Glauce's head made her shout aloud. The sight of Jason's wife as she cried out in her plight was terrifying. Goaded by Jason's loathing, Medea strove to oppose his betrayal. Medea was a destroyer. Jason had sired her children, but his betrayal fired her revenge. In the final hours, Medea cowered at the sour turn of fate. There was no fairer pair of boys than her sons for whom she cared. Her heart beat slower as Medea lowered the dagger. How homeless Medea hated the betrayal by her husband Jason. Her thoughtless thirst for revenge threatened her children's lives. Sailing and searching for the fleece was exciting but exhausting. Love and lust are the linchpins of legendary tales. Rarely do mothers wreak such bloody revenge upon their former lovers. This bitter battle was not fitting for This bitter battle was not fitting or fought fairly. It is not what you think. It's not the first time. You waste yourself. I've seen it often, the way you will let your tongue run away with you when a low profile, meek words, acceptance of the status quo would have been the way to keep your home. Your words don't worry me, Medea. Sticks and stones? They're straw and chaff, the worst of your curses. Call me every vile thing that creeps, I don't care. But Creon is the king. You ran at him, are you crazy? Count yourself lucky, exiles all the punishment so far proposed. You make it hard for me. I've always done my best to calm him down. Persuade him you should stay. I could have crept back to you in secret, would have. But you can't keep it zipped. You will talk treason, court your own banishment. My name's Jason Vaughn. I am originally from Atlanta, Georgia. For the past decade, I've lived and worked out of Los Angeles. So I would assume that my accent is kind of an amalgam of East and West Coast accents. It's I'd like to think that it's nondescript, but there are certain points in my accent that definitely lead towards my Southern upbringing.
Can you demonstrate that more Southern sound at all?
Yes, there are regionally the Southern accent It differs depending on what area of the region that you're from. If you're, say, from Atlanta, it's still slower, and there's still more of that draw to the accent. So, for example, if I was going to say, we're going to have a barbecue, I would say something to the effect of, "Now, y'all want to go out back and throw something on the barbecue." Now, there's a little bit of an accent to it, and it's a little drawn out, just a little bit, but it's not so bad as, say, if you were in the deep south, like really southern Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi. Then it gets to be a little more muddled when it comes to the accent. For instance, I would say to you, "Boy, now you bother me. I want you to get in yonder and get back on in your room." Now, which is essentially, I just said, "You're getting on my nerves. I need you to go into another room and leave me alone." So it really all is based on the region that you're talking about. But most Southern is very laid back, very. You have to constantly think about the weather. It's always hot in the South. So when it's so hot, you barely want to get out and do anything. And the one thing you definitely don't want to do is like just spend a lot of time just talking. You don't want to talk. All you want to do is just sit out on that front porch, have you some sweet iced tea. Sweet. Make sure it's sweet tea now. And just kick back. Smell the muscadines. Look at the lightning bugs. Pet your dog. Say goodnight. Go inside and have beer.